own blood. And I agree. A lot of you to be worried about. Look, congratulations. Are you ready, operation?
Yes, it's fine. Catch the guy who can have
it. Photovoltaic sun. They convert sunlight directly into the electricity. All right. I see that I'm going to start the camera.
Gentlemen, I'm not afraid about this. There's one evidence.
Feinheim already is yes, going to tell the president.
Check. Pretty soon, gentlemen, pretty soon, not yet, but pretty soon, we're going to make sure that y'all, this is just, guys, this is just the first door pretty soon when this drops. Just want to let y'all guys know. Pretty soon, guys, be patient. Pretty soon. Want to welcome y'all all to the show. What's going on? It's your boy, The Dean. Shout out to my Me Pill community. the motherfucking community of men out here that are single-minded men. Shout out to all you guys. I appreciate all you guys out there. And we ask all you guys out there that are listening to the show to make sure that you gentlemen take a time and go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification because we kick out shows all the time. Shout out to all my dogs out there and all the ladies out there. You know who you are. What's up, girl? What's up? Also, guys, I want to let you guys know, like we always say, the guy ain't thinking about this show right here. It's 100% original, 100% authentic. People don't talk about the stuff that we talk about, the stuff that we discuss, and we are here to discuss it with you. Also, gentlemen, we love to let you guys know that if you have the opportunity and you actually want to be a student of the game, and Tyler, call back now because I think I couldn't hear you before, but call back now, Tyler, if you can. But as I say, for all you guys out there that want to actually be a student of the game, we are the only ones on YouTube. There is not one YouTuber out there, gentlemen, that tries to show you how to actually begin a process of becoming a student of the game. Because the only way you're going to get understanding is to become a student. And it's not just through shows like this, but also, wait, let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see if my dog Tyler can hear me real quick. All right, Tyler, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, coach. Yes, can you
Tyler,
hear me? I can hear you.
Okay,
I
thank
hear you,
you, Tyler. Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, lines are
so,
good.
Hey,
okay,
coach,
thank you, Tyler.
Coach,
appreciate
are you there?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes, what's up?
So it's when I was listening to the live stream, it sounded like your audio sounded different than normal coming out of the stream. Just so you know. Okay?
Wait, hold on. Wait, give me, wait. Hold on a second. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, wait, I know why. Hold on. Wait. Hold on, Tyler. Shit. Hold on. I know why, but it won't let me. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hold on. Shit. All right, you still hear me, right, Tyler?
I can't listen
Tyler,
to YouTube right now, but
okay,
when I was listening to YouTube, you sounded different.
Fuck. All right.
So I don't know if the big boy
shit.
Mic is picking you up.
I know. Hold on a second, Tyler. Hold on. Fuck. Wait a second. Let me shut that down. Hold on a second. Hold on, Tyler. One second. Let me switch over to this. Hold on. Stay right there, Tyler. Because it's probably grabbing from something, Tyler. I appreciate it. Hold on a second. Let me see something, Tyler. 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's that.
Let me grab.
YouTube, the live stream says they cannot hear me. They can only hear you.
Right. Wait. YouTube can't hear you. Wait a second. Give me a second, Tyler. Let me see.
No, YouTube cannot hear me.
All right, maybe now. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me join this. Right. Let me try it again.
Load. Check.
Yeah, let me try this again. All right, so wait, Tyler.
Check.
All right, wait, let me check the, hold on a second. Hold on, Tyler, let me check the audio real quick. All right, Tyler, say something.
Check, 1, 2, 3, check. Check, 1, 2, 3.
All right, that should work. All right, guys, can y'all hear Tyler now? Let me know
check.
If you can hear Tyler now.
Hello, this is Tyler. Check, 1, 2, 3.
All right,
check.
Chat room, let me know if y'all can hear him. All right, let me turn down the music because the music might be blurring. Let me turn the music down. I'll see. But it looks like I got fluctuation
right.
With you, so I think I can
hear
you.
They can hear me now, Coach. I'm going to duck
okay.
out, listen to
right.
you on YouTube.
So, and y'all,
see
y'all
you
can hear
sound
the voice.
Now. Now.
Okay. I know, yeah. Well, yeah, right. I just want to make sure that the audio I'm on is on. Okay, I'm on the right thing. Okay, I should sound better now. Okay. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate
right,
it.
Cool.
The lines are working.
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. All right, I don't understand. All right, hold on 1 second. Oh, area code 210-891. What's your question, sir? What's up? 210-890 going once, going twice. 210-531. It's like the same person. What's your question, sir? 210. Hello. All right. Well, I guess they want. Okay, so lines are working and everything, and I sound better now. So I apologize for that. But again, I just want to welcome all my dogs out there, all my chat room dogs listening to the show. Welcome to the show, guys. As I said before, we're the only ones that tell you guys how to start becoming a student of the game. And as I said before, before we got Tyler in here and all this other stuff, as I always say, guys, if you get the opportunity, go ahead and get in your car, go ahead and drive, and go ahead and get your 100-piece puzzle set. That's the only way that you will have more understanding, more clarity on what it is that we're doing. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate the look. But also, I want to give a shout out to everybody in here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was using the mic of the camera versus the thing. So it's we're good right now. So, gentlemen, if you guys have a question, like I said, dump the puzzle pieces, put them together, and start beginning the process of building who exactly you are to yourself. Also, gentlemen, one thing before we actually kick off the show is I ask all you guys out there, there are no dumb questions. So if you have a question, make sure that you put a Q in the chat. If you're texting a woman and you feel that you're moving away from her interest and all the other stuff, please put a T in there. I might ask more information, but I'll definitely do that. And if you want to stomp me by telling me something a woman may say to you might throw you off, let me know, but I want to make sure that y'all will see that this show is different from everybody else because we cover all bases and all that other stuff. So so what we're talking about today, gentlemen, we're going to be talking about only a few will hunt while the rest wait. And that's what we're going to be talking about and discussing today, gentlemen, while we answer your questions and stuff like that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up this side of the chat. I'm going to open up the chat so I can see. I can kind of do three things at one time. I'll be able to watch y'all answer the phone lines and also look at the browser. Unmute that shit right there. All right, here we go. So we're good to go. Shout out to you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. But gentlemen, I think a lot of people don't understand that there's a lot of issues and a lot of problems going on with you guys as far as the men that you're trying to become. And a lot of you guys just don't have really an understanding of why it is that you're trying to learn game, but it doesn't work, okay? It doesn't work, okay? It's amazing. And what we want you guys to do is to understand how game works and why game works and how you can grow. But I'm going to explain to you guys the problems that y'all are having. John, the problem is that you're looking at everything wrong. You're looking at everything wrong. Everything wrong. You're looking at an I do as far as messaging. See, that's where y'all go wrong. You're looking at an I do. Yes, we have things to show you how to talk to women, but you're looking at messaging a woman versus being the man that sends the message. Two totally different things. When you wait to hunt, is that worthless? I don't understand what that means. What is a worthless Waldo? I don't understand what that means. You have to give me more clarity on that so I can get understanding. But one thing I want to explain to you guys out there to, like I said before, to give you clarity, to give you understanding on the game itself, is to explain to you guys out here why it is that you're actually having your problems right now. Because a lot of you guys are actually having problems and actually having issues when it comes to women. But you don't understand that it is not actually you that's having the problem. It's the fact of what influences you. Excuse me. It's about what influences you. And for a lot of you guys, there are so many circumstances that you guys go through, so many events that you don't realize shape your life right now. Everything that you have done up to this point, okay? Everything that you have done up to this point has shaped your life. It has shaped how you think. It shapes how you move. And not only talking about that, it's just the bigger picture of you wanting to be more than what your mind will allow you to be. And that's part of the thing. And another thing that really haunts you, hurts you, or slows you down is the fact that how YouTube is really distorting how you are as a man. YouTube is doing things to you that you don't even realize, but these are based off of your choices and your decisions that you make that shape all your thoughts, that shape your perspectives, and it shapes how you navigate in this world, especially when it comes to women. So everything that you have done is because of the influence that you have had. And what y'all don't understand is how the mind is, as I always tell you, the mind is your enemy. The mind does a lot of things to you guys out here. It makes you feel like you can't operate your own life. It makes you feel like that you're not in control of yourself. You feel like you're only in control of a fragment of what's going on in you and with what's going on with you guys out here. So, but the truth of all the matters is that sometimes we just don't want to look at the fact that we are always in control of we're always in control of our perspectives. We're in control of our emotions that you shouldn't have. We're in control of all the thoughts that you have. All these things that you have, you're actually in control of. Because technically, what you don't understand is that you actually make choices, independent choices and decisions. But the independent choices and decisions that you are making are based off of a false illusion that a lot of you guys have, okay? See, you have the power as a man to say, think, and feel the way you feel right now. You have the power to do anything and everything you choose to do and anything and everything you are to the outside world. But as I said before, you don't realize that you are limited by who you are as a man, your limitations. And your limitations are always surrounded by the walls that you put around, that you yourself put around yourself. You're limited by those things right there. And all these things can stop you from what you actually are and can stop you to really accept that in order to know more, to become better, and to learn, one must be a student of something to begin to process, to begin to start believing and to start believing in themselves and start thinking a different way. Most people don't really think that thinking is important, but everything that you do is actually important to how you are, how you move, and all that other stuff. So, you know, that's what we'll be talking about today. Because most of you guys out here, you know, you're dependent on somebody else's, you're dependent on somebody else to think for you. But you're also influenced on top of that by things that happen outside of yourself. And through that influence, you become kind of like hypnotized or drawn into, or it's kind of like a cult where you actually feel like, you know what, the only way to be accepted is to be accepted by those who are like me. And unfortunately, that you accept everything that you are. And as you accept everything that you are, that you don't realize there's something beyond a fish tank, if you guys are beyond the box that you put your side in. And that's why there's no growth. Because if you're stuck in one way, you're stuck in one perspective, and your perspective is tied into the social influence of what you watch on YouTube. That is very important, because there's no, unfortunately, it's kind of like the Wild West. There's actually no structure in what's going on. As a grown man, you don't have your parents around right now to actually help you and give you structure, and to be able to let you know that what you see on YouTube are just people talking about and breaking down theories. But those theories and things that they hear or you hear, they will always shape your actions, your decisions, your thoughts, your perspectives. All your choices are always going to be driven by what it is you look at and what it is you watch. But even on a deeper level, watching red pill content and watching people complain is going to really be a determination of a battle that's going on in your mind. And because, you know, one part of you want to be a man, take responsibility, But then there's another part of you that believes that, you know, this is all out of your control. You have no control. You have no control over your options. You have no control over your choices. You have no control over your decisions. You have no control over your actions or anything like this. And most people don't understand that you have control of everything. But when you learn game, you will learn that you are more than what you think you actually are, because you are not what you think you are. You create things. You create perspectives. You create beliefs. You create things in your world and in your life to move you the perfect way. But you cannot create when you don't believe that you are a creator. You feel that you don't have a chance, or you don't have any options, or you don't know what it is you can do or be. It goes and it really hurts and slows a lot of you guys down. It doesn't give you the option to be the man that you should be, because the indoctrination that's happened to you guys, it happens a lot. I mean, I give you all an example. If you look at Black Panther, that piece of shit ass movie, you know, it's an indoctrination that people want you to think that there's a real fucking world out there named Wakanda that's somewhere in fucking Africa, where all these motherfuckers wear all these garbs and shit. But the crazy thing about it, what's so bad is that the influence, even with that, you got a bunch of ignorant ass people dressing up in garbs like they actually, like they're a part of something. But that's an indoctrination of a false mindset to something that is not even for men. It's crazy, but a lot of people do this. A lot of people look at things and they always want to be a part of something, which is the greatest problem that most guys have. Depending on whatever your religious background is or whatever your cultural background is, gentlemen, you must understand that these are, you are nothing but your parents' perspectives. You are your parents' beliefs. You are your parents' traditions as a young man. And all these things from the point where you're at, we're talking right now, is also an influence of how you think, how you make your decisions, and how you move. I was lucky enough at a young age to be free, to become a free thinker, to be free to think for myself. And this is very, very important. You know what I mean? It was very important. And, well, Bronx 301 asked the question, how do you break? Well, you can't break the design. You can't break the design because that design that you had is really imprinted in you. So everything that your parents have given you is a design of just their past. So you have a design already, but the only way you can break it is becoming the designer of your life. Your parents are only doing what they thought was best for you, but sometimes what's good for you is not really good for you. Sometimes your parents selfishly set you up to do shit for them. Sometimes your mothers will guilt you by their love and say, how could you do this to your mother and ask you for money and not pay you back? Or your father or your brother or your siblings will use you because they will have their, what they want comes first and they will put you second. But they will utilize what you think. You guys think that just because you have a brother or a sister or a mom or a dad, that you've got to bend over backwards and do for them. So if you give in to your folks, just think what you're going to do with a woman. You're going to have the same thing. You're going to just give in to a woman. You know what I mean? It's crazy because a lot of you guys are not looking at the game the way it should be looked at. But then there are reinforcements to all these things. You got the news. You got Instagram, Facebook, you got all these places, radio, mute, all, you got all these things that program you, and not just, it's not even the program, it's the influence they have over what you say in the perspectives that you think about. It's crazy. And a lot of people are, because they're confused, because they're not connected with themselves, and because they're not the creators of who they are, they don't actually see that they're actually blind of perspectives. They don't have any take on anything. Their take is based on what somebody else wants them to think and say. But see, nobody wants you to be a free-thinking mind. Nobody wants you to be free. Because if you're free, then you're dangerous especially to women, because a free man cannot be controlled. Would you say, so would I be considered a woman worshiper if I follow them on social media? Well, if I need you to think about this for a second. If you're looking at somebody else's life to make a determination of how your life is based off of that person who you don't even know, but an end result of who that person is, then I won't say you're considered a woman. You just doing some sucker ass shit. You are emotional like a woman. You can be easy swayed like a weak woman. You have all those things, yes. All those things are taken into account because you're not actually thinking for yourself. You're allowing someone else to think for you. You're allowing someone else to confine who you are, shaping what you are. So then you become that fish in the tank. You know, it's built by you, by a collective of other people's thoughts and not your own. Whether it is your mother, your father, your pastor, whether it is a YouTuber or anything. This is why I tell you guys it's so important when you come over here, is that we're not here to teach you to think like me. I'm here to teach you to think for yourself. It's the one thing you can't ever do, because you've never been told any time in your life that you actually have the freedom and the power to think for yourself. A lot of people feel like they can't think for themselves. And because you can't, and because you think, don't think you can, you sit and then guess what? You don't hunt. You just wait. You don't move. You don't look at anything until you look at an influence of somebody else, because your influences are outside of you. And like I said, it's an I do. It's an influence of an I do. So that I do influence, what it does is it indoctrinates you. I mean, I want y'all to think about something. Okay, I want y'all to think about something. As I told you before, I've been doing this long enough to see the pickup artists and all the other stuff. So, I mean, y'all must think, because people think that the world began in 2007 or something, where men, all of a sudden, men are being attacked. Men have a bad situation, but it started then, where you wanted to be heard and felt and understood. And a man does not want to be hurt, felt, and understood. He doesn't give a fuck about what people think about him. He doesn't give a fuck, and he doesn't even care. He doesn't need to be heard or understood. There has to be understanding, but if you can't understand him, then you got to get the fuck on and move on. Because the world he's working on and the world he's creating is his perspective, is his world. He moves to who he is. He doesn't ask a woman for permission, and I'm not saying, and I'm not meaning in a sexual way. He is doing one thing, becoming his personal influence. He is influencing himself. See, the man that has an influence, a man that is influenced by himself will always be more attractive to a woman, versus the man that's influenced by the woman to influence itself. If y'all think about it, and you look at these YouTubes, you're not influenced by yourself. There are layers of influence. There's a layer of women that's influencing you. You're being influenced by what a woman is doing to another guy. You're being influenced by excuses. You'll be influenced by being a victim. I mean, there's a lot of things pulling you, but you're not pulling yourself. Next question you're asking, would you say being a hunter is going after what you want with no excuses and not caring for the outcome? Well, how can I care about an outcome when I've already created the outcome? When I go talk to a woman, I am the outcome. So why do I give a fuck what the outcome is? My outcome is I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to go over there and give her the opportunity to meet me. That's my outcome. Whatever happens after that is none of my business because I have no control, ownership, or dictatorship over a complete stranger. She is allowed to do whatever she wants to do. So I don't look for outcomes because I am an outcome. That's what most of y'all don't understand. That's how deep game is. You're not looking. I never look at what she says or does as an outcome. That's not an outcome to me. That's just her making a fucking decision after she can process what I am and what I can be for her. But she's got to be able to process the information herself. So if she can process the information, it's better, okay? Because, you know, like I say, man, most of y'all guys process mistakes you made. And you process who you are by the things that how you fail. You process who you are by how you sit around and wait for things to happen, wait for life to happen and make excuses. And then you take on, which reinforces that, is the assumptions of your past that you made. So you then take you take one situation that has happened either to somebody else or you, then all of a sudden you are making assumptions, off those experiences, off these things that are should not be influencing you. You know, the most thing is so crazy, like I say before, the wind, the weather should not influence you, but you should be smart enough to dress for it, to realize what's out there. If it's cold, that should not influence you. You recognize it's cold and you dress for the cold versus walking outside and just keep and having these different boxes of putting things on. You have an idea in your head what a 50 degree weather is versus 23 degree weather. You have an idea of that in your head already because you know what you want and how you need to dress. But when it comes to a woman, you don't do that, okay? You don't have any idea because the common knowledge that most of you guys have is that you don't understand. Remember, you are to the point that we're talking right now. Everything that has gone on in your life right now has shaped the way that you think, what you actually believe in, and it shapes everything that's going on in you. So yes, you have values. You have, unfortunately, judgments and a moral compass of what you find is right and wrong and good or bad or, you know, what's right, you know, all that shit. You have all the same things that a woman has. But your problem is because what you have is so weak that you think that you have enough influence over a woman to make her change her influences that she had before she ran up on you. And that's crazy. And because you can't influence. You can't influence by the way y'all are living your lives right now. You can't do that. Let me answer this question. Check the lines real quick. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. We're still chopping it up. Let me answer this question right here. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. He's saying right here, should a man seek validation completely from, well, what do you, validation in what? Well, what are you seeking validation in? You got to give me more. Like, what do you mean? Because that's just such a broad question. You've got to give more validation of what? Give me an example of what you mean by validation, and I got you. Give me an example of that, and I can help you out. But what do you need validation in? What way, Jay? You're saying validate yourself in what way? Why? For what? What are you doing to validate yourself? What? And that's the question you got to ask yourself. What? Why? What are you doing? What are you doing to validate yourself? Who are you doing it for? See, most of y'all guys don't even understand or can't even admit to yourselves that everything you seek and everything you want to do, or even when it comes to validation, has to do with a woman first. It has nothing to do with you. You want to look at yourself based off how you are in front of the eyes of a woman, and that's why y'all go wrong, and that's why y'all lose, because you're not validating yourself because you want to validate yourself. Most of you guys are validating yourself because you think it's going to help you be better with a woman, and that's the problem, and that's the thing. That's the crazy thing about it, because all you guys out here don't understand that all these experiences that you have are just that, experiences. But unfortunately, because you have no influence over your life, everything that you do experience is going to determine to you what you actually are. Because even a memory is false at times. It's just a thought or a dream or something. It's just false. But you're allowed to have those things. But as I tell you before, and showing you how deep game is that you don't understand the layers of how deep your mind can work. And I'll give you an example. You guys can fantasize in real time. You guys can think, all right, let me give you an example. I mean, this is going, I don't try to get deep. I try not to get too deep with y'all guys. But again, as I tell you guys, this is what separates us from everybody else, the way we talk to you guys and show you game. So I'll give you another prime example to show you the depth that you have in your mind. You can be in your fucking car, and y'all think about this. How many times have you been in your car? And in your car, you are being, you know, you're driving, but also doing defensive driving because you're watching what's around you. You're watching your surrounding areas. You're looking at the light to make sure the light is green. But even while you're doing that, you're listening to the radio. That's one level. As you're driving, you're looking around and surveying things. That's another level. And then when you start to think about what it is you're surveying, that's another level of thought. And then you can even think of a thought of something that happened in the past, something you did yesterday. That's another layer of thought. But see, all these layers of thoughts are actually happening all at one time in real time. It's not that you just focus, but yes. See, you are actually focused on the road, and you're actually moving. And I just showed you five different ways that you're moving. You're moving in five different ways. Let me get to Jay Williams' question. Let me get to Jay's question. Is it possible to be in a relationship with a woman that sells sex for a living, or would she always look at you as a trick? Well, this is what I understand. Why do you hate yourself so much? Why do you want to be in a relationship with a woman that is selling her ass? That shows how bad, that shows how weak-minded you are. Why would you want to be in a relationship with her and not just fuck? I'm being serious. But again, this is exactly what I'm saying. This is why y'all get influenced. Why would you want to be in a relationship with that woman? I need you to answer that question, Jay, because that sounds like a thirsty, weak guy that has no self-worth and is just going to, and will take scraps. I don't understand where that question is coming from, but I mean, I need more information, because even the information you give me is showing me what kind of person you are, shows me what kind of male you are, and why it's so sad that your worth and value is this. Having a relate, you know what the fucking woman does, and yet you want a relationship with her. That's very weak. That's some sucker shit. That's it, man. But why are you bald, Steve? That's not a question. I'm bald by choice. I can grow my hair, but I just choose not to grow it. But Troy, you can ask another question. You want to kick him out? If he has said something, you can put him in timeout. But I don't know why I even asked that question. Don't worry about other men, Troy. Worry about yourself, sir. But even the memories that you have, gentlemen, are going to influence what you are when you're not rooted in yourself. When you don't have a all right, let me see here. If a woman's body card doesn't matter, why would her make it? Well, okay, listen. If you want, then why are you asking me? Do what the fuck you want to do. I don't understand. Do it. I don't give a fuck. Do it. I don't get it. Why the fuck are you asking me? I'm not your fucking father. If you want to be with that bitch, be with that bitch. You don't need to justify to me. do what the fuck you, I don't understand. Be with the bitch then. You're the one having the problem. Listen, you're the one having the problem. Okay? You tell, listen to what you're saying. Is it possible to be in a relationship that women sell sex? You're already judging a bitch. So why would you even be with someone you already judge? You already looking at her cockeyed anyway, because all you're doing is making it about what the fuck she does, okay? So then you want to sit here and, well, then if body count doesn't matter, then why the fuck did you bring it up? Jesus Christ, y'all think I'm boo-boo the fool? I mean, y'all are why y'all lose, man. Listen to the shit you're saying. It doesn't make sense on what you're saying. You're saying it's not about body count, but the first thing you're saying is that she sells sex. So you're already a walking fucking contradiction. And I'm going to put you in timeout, man. Don't be fucking talking to me about shit other than the show. Keep your fucking focus on the show, stupid fuck. God, I'm sorry, guys. I apologize for that. I should boot him the fuck out. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize, man. But as I say to you guys out here, okay, what I say to all you guys out here that's very important to understand game is to understand that this is why most of y'all guys listen, because most of y'all guys are always being indoctrinated by weakness, softness, and all this other stuff. And this is why this is hurting you and keeping you out of the game. Because everything that's happening to you guys cannot be changed. Your past cannot be changed. But you're not moving as a man moves. A man moves one way, one thought. You know what I mean? He moves one way, one thought. And if he moves one way, one thought, then he's going to win at all costs. Because a man knows that everything that's happened in his past cannot be changed. That man knows that he has the ultimate freedom, and his ultimate freedom is based off of who he is to himself. All the choices that he makes are his to make. All the moves that he makes are his, because he is his ultimate influence. And if you do not influence yourself that way, and one can't influence themselves that way when they think like this, okay? And this is why we talk about what we talk about, because, you know, as a man, I look to make certain changes for myself so I can spot patterns in the person. This is why women have the advantage, because they can spot your patterns. But because I'm grounded in who I am, I can spot her patterns, and I know all of her patterns are the same thing, okay? And that's what I'm saying. So that's why we want to make sure that you win at all costs. You know what I mean? So, but as I said before, I think one of the biggest issues and problems that you guys are always going to have in all of this is the fact of how you create you. See, y'all guys are stuck in this mindset or stuck in this formula of, I've got to move. I've got to do this, and if she does that, I have to do this. And if she does this, I have to do that. And it doesn't work that way. As a man, you've got to be smart enough to not get stuck on the formulas that you create for yourself, because only the formulas that you create for yourself are the things that stop you and slow you down. They don't actually influence you. And the only way you're going to get influence and get understanding is to understand that you guys out here are just killing yourselves time and time again, because you guys are not moving the way you should move and think the way you shouldn't think. But see, nobody actually takes time to tell you how to, not necessarily how to move, but actually how to move for yourself. Because then once you can move for yourself, you can gain understanding of yourself, you can grow better for yourself, and you can see the world better. But a lot of you guys have false influences. Y'all live on false influences. And all your influences are sometimes based on somebody else. And so much of your worry is based on somebody else's worry. A lot of you guys feel that you have this heavy thing. You know, I was out at a nice fancy restaurant, and you know what I saw? I saw nothing but single women that went out, that dressed up really nice just to hang out with other single women so they wouldn't be home by themselves. And these are the same women that after they get done eating in that fancy restaurant, they'll go with a side dude and fuck one of these side guys. But as I said before, one thing y'all got to also look at that y'all not looking at, and I forgot, if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. But another thing y'all are not looking at is the fact of who you're around. Y'all want to hang out with losers. Y'all don't hang out with the wolves, the sharks and shit, the lions. Y'all don't hang out with them. Y'all hang out with you. You have to understand you are who you are around. You are an average of all the motherfuckers that you're around. Okay? Because y'all all feed off of each other, unfortunately. But see, the beautiful thing about being a man and who he hangs out with, he hangs out with him, but he is influenced by himself. He is influenced by himself. He is not the sum of his friends because he is the sum of who he is. That's what separates men. We hang out with pipe hitters, motherfuckers that can get pussy, motherfuckers that don't need pussy, but it can get it at a drop of a dime easily if they choose to do so. These guys don't have anything to worry about. There's nothing on their shoulders weighing them down. There's no influence in anybody because the man is actually influencing himself. So you got to take a moment and look at your friends. Look at all the people that you hang about and see why you fucking up. They are a reflection of actually what the fuck you are, unfortunately. Because your friends are, unfortunately, a bunch of losers. Can't even get a woman, and all they do is complain. And if you're with if your friends are in relationships and they're being treated like shit, then you are just seeing what you're going to be when you get in a relationship. And that's how crazy it is. You think, a lot of you guys say, well, you know what? Oh, my gosh, my friend this and my friend that. And, man, I can't believe his woman does that to him. Well, you're going to have the same thing happen to you because you're going to be influenced by the woman. Okay? And that influence is going to push you in a different direction. But the problem is everybody you're talking to is moving you in a different direction. And you know, shit, this is why there's so much friction and there's no understanding amongst the all selves when y'all are being pulled in so many different ways. You're being pulled in so many different ways, okay? And that's what I'm saying. But here's the question. Who's pulling you? Who's doing all the pulling? And you don't even realize the pulling is here, okay? And if the pulling is left or right or behind you and all that other stuff, y'all have to understand that we want you to be pulled a whole different way. See, right now, you're being pulled by negative influences. You're pulling yourself by telling you can't do anything. You're pulling yourself another way saying you're too ugly, too poor, too broke, too short. You're not hip enough. Whatever is pulling you. But this is the craziest thing about the game is that you're actually helping pull yourself, okay? You're actually helping pull yourself. Question is, does the game always stay the same within the test of time, or does it change slightly due to the modern? There's no such thing. First off, sir, there's no such thing as a modern woman. I don't even know what that is. What is a modern squirrel? Can you tell me what a modern squirrel is? Can you tell me what a modern A is? Can you tell what is a modern color red? What is a modern piece of grass? What is a modern cloud? And this is why you lose, because you are unfortunately influenced like a woman by the outside world. What the fuck is a modern what? What is a modern, I don't know, what is a modern bottle of soda? What is a modern beer? What is a modern shirt? Do you see how silly that shit sounds? That's crazy to me. Because most of you guys out here are, like I told you, you can see the social influence in this fool right here. You see the influence that he has, that he is regurgitating information that is false. And not only regurgitating information that is false, what the fuck is a modern woman? Please explain that to me. Jay, what is a modern woman? What a fucking shame. And Jay, I say this with love. Please go to your parents, whoever you're living with, whoever had you, call them and tell them that they have failed you. I don't know if it was your father or your mother, but someone has actually failed you. Okay? Because you're talking about something that was man-made on YouTube. But I asked you before, what is the difference between what is a modern squirrel? Tell me. You know all this shit. I don't know that. I don't speak victim, bitch, women. I don't speak that way. So I don't know what the fuck that is. And see, here's your problem. Your problem is that you don't have any game to ask about game, because you ain't a student of it, number one, but you're just so gullible. And I say this with love, you're just very gullible. You are what these secret societies of men that actually learn a game, they love you because they know that you will always be a sucker to the outside world. All you can see right here is a gentleman that has negative influence on who they are. He has so much self-conflict because he thinks his influence is by what? What is modern water? I'm asking you. Tell me, Jay. I'm not being funny. What is modern water? What is that? What is a modern TV? Can you please explain to me? What's the difference between a deer and a modern deer? What's the difference between them? What is a modern fish? Please let me know. Because this is why you lose. Hopefully I'm waking you up from saying all this silly ass shit, but this is what I'm saying. This is why you need to call your parents up after this and tell them that I failed you as a son. I should have been your daughter. I shouldn't have been your son, because I failed you. I don't even fucking know what the fuck is a modern woman. I don't know, and I'm not trying to be funny. What the fuck is a modern woman? Jay, I hope you answer the question, because if you don't answer the question, I'm going to kick you the fuck out of the room, because you asked the question. I'm asking you one back. So I'm going to put you on the time right now. You've got 1 minute to answer that question. I'm going to kick you the fuck out of this room, because I need you to answer this question. You need to tell us, educate all of us, and let us know what a fucking modern woman is. Jesus. It's sad, man. It is sad, man. But this is why you guys will never, ever be the men that you actually want to be. Because all y'all doing is just saying shit. Just all y'all are doing, and this is so crazy, is that you don't want to be independent. You want to be interdependent on things. You don't want to be you don't want to do that. Because if you look at what he was saying, he was taking on somebody else's fucking belief. Some motherfucker told him that there's a thing called a modern woman. Let's see. Thank you, Jay, for answering. Let's hear this. He said modern women are more open about that. That's bullshit. they've been like that since I've been fucking, and I've been fucking since I was 13 years old. And they've been since the dawn of time, women have been fucking. What are you talking about? The dawn of time, women have been open about. See, okay, Jay, I think this is the problem. And Jay, I say this with love. See, because you're a loser and you're a soft, surface-dwelling male, you don't realize that women give pussy to men all the time. I think you got it all wrong. But see, through your weak-ass lens, you think that you got to be something special to get it. But as I was saying, you're saying these days, but back in the day, women were discreet. Well, no, they women are. Wait a second. Who says women are not discreet today? Every woman that you see at your job is discreet enough for you not to know what they're fucking doing behind closed doors. So what are you talking about, women not being discreet? What the fuck are you talking about? Women have always stated their sexual wants and desires since the dawn of time. And they are discreet. But see, Jay, let me explain where you're going wrong. Let me check the phone lines real quick. But Jay, let me explain where you're going. 826, I got you 1 second. Jay, let me say this and I'll grab you, 826. Jay, where you're going wrong is you're making a judgment off of a woman just because she dresses a certain way. You think that she's automatically telling the world that she's easy and that you can sleep with her. But let me bring in 862, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Hello, Mr. Williams. How you doing?
Sir, how can I help you? What's up, sir?
Yes, I have a question. Build discipline?
What do you mean discipline?
Like taking care of the things I need to take care of, like in my life right now.
You are being disciplined. What do you're being disciplined and being lazy? What are you talking about? What you're doing? The problem is that you're trying to go against a current that you've already created. You're just not built to be disciplined, big dog. And everything you're actually not. I take that back. You are disciplined, my brother. You're just disciplined and being lazy. That's your discipline. You don't really want to change because you don't have it in yourself to make that change. So everything you're doing is what you are right now. You're supposed to be this person. Why do you want to change? Why do you want to change from who you are? Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Why do you want to change who you
are?
Yeah,
that kind of blew my mind. Hey, I'm speechless.
Well, I'm not trying to. Well, don't be speechless. I got you, brother. So what is it that you're trying to – let's look at what is it that you're trying to change?
I want to be financially free. Like, I'm working, but I can't seem to get where I want to go.
Well, let me show you how you don't want to be financially free. Tell me about your day. So you work your job what? Okay, what time do you get up in the morning?
7 a.m.
All right, so then you go to work what, 8 to 4, 9 to 5?
I work normally for about 9 to 7.
Okay, 9 to 7. Then after 7 o'clock, what do you do when you get home?
I go to the gym and I train people when I have clients.
Okay, so you go. Well, I guess what you're doing must be bad because you ain't getting financial freedom by that, are you?
Not where I want to be, no. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm sorry, but wait, where do you want to be, though? But where do you want to be, though?
I want to have like a lot. I want to have a lot of money. Like,
okay,
I want to not have to worry about expenses and stuff.
But what is a lot of money going to do for you?
Get me to a place where I can like take care of myself better and my loved ones, and that like,
Why would you want to take care of your loved ones? They're not your responsibility. When did your loved ones become your responsibility, buddy?
You know, I got like, family, like my mom, my dad specifically.
You got two responsible adults that should be taking care of themselves. So why do you have to take care of your family when they are adults and should be responsible for their own finances? Why do you want to take care of them?
I just always was raised like, the son's supposed to look out for the parents as they get older.
I feel so sorry for you. If you want to look out for them, listen, if you want to look out for them, yeah, you show them how to be better or learn how to be financially free themselves. But here's my question. Are your parents working?
No.
So are you, okay, your parents live, are they in a home or anything? What's going on?
My mom's in a hospice care and my dad's sick.
Okay. Well, the best thing you can do as a son is be very supportive of them. Now, again, are you paying the bills of any of your parents?
I do pay my mother's co-pays for her medication and stuff like that. And
okay,
then,
so that's
you
good.
Know, my
okay,
dad,
then that's all. You,
yeah.
Then, good son. That's good. That's good. But that's all you should be. But see, that's you are doing what you should. That's good. But listen to what you're thinking about. You're looking at an I do. You're looking at money to unlock other I do's, and that's why you're not getting this thing down. All right, I'll give you an example of my father, okay? All right, my father, you know, you can see him on TV, Fox News, Ted Williams, blah, blah, blah. But he was from Lake Charles, Louisiana. He lost his mother at a young age, and he had to take care of his brothers and sisters. He didn't have any clothes. He had to wear the same clothes at school and shit like that. He had it pretty bad. He got out of high school, joined the military. He was in Vietnam. Then he joined the police force. From the police force, he joined the FBI. And while he was in the FBI, he studied law. Then after studying law, he got out of the FBI and became his own lawyer, right?
Yeah.
But no one gave him a handout. He didn't ask for a handout. But he believed in what he was doing so much, he's his own millionaire. He's a millionaire. I'm his son. I'm not a millionaire. He's a millionaire. But what he does is not my money. And again, I don't ask him for anything because that's his fucking money. Don't ask for shit. And that's how it should be. But what I'm saying is, going back to your discipline, I'm trying to understand more. And I got you on your questions, Chris and A-Dub. But what I'm saying that, what is this discipline? I don't understand. You are disciplined. I don't understand why you're saying you're not disciplined.
Right. I always feel like I should be doing more. You know, like I feel like,
yes, but this is the problem. You feel. What's all this feeling shit? Women feel, skinny women feel that they should be thinner. Women feel that, you know what, I should find some wrinkle cream to put on my face to get rid of my wrinkles because that's how I feel. That's all emotion, brother. When you say I feel, that's coming from feminine. Because you're judging yourself by what you do, not who you are. You should already be wealthy a million times over in your mind because your wealth is something that you can't accumulate. But the wealth that you have here supersedes any kind of wealth that you have outside of yourself. Because just like you get it, you can lose it the next day that fast. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yep.
No, I'm just saying that what you don't understand, I appreciate the call, but I think that you don't get that what you are right now is who you're supposed to be. It's amazing how people think that they should all should change. You're not going to change what you are until you get under someone that can help you make the change. You can't do it on your own. Because if you could do it on your own, it would already have been done. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many more days of wishing and okay, so why aren't you working after you get done with your gym clients, why aren't you doing Uber, Lyft, Instacart, or Amazon? Why are you not busting your ass and flipping your money? Now, remember, you're talking to somebody who used to, listen, I always tell you the story when I was a little lad and shit. I sucked at marbles. You know, what we used to do is dig, we used to put rocks in a circle, right? and we would dig holes. And everybody would have their bag of marbles. They would dump their marbles on beside them, and they would throw the marbles in certain areas. And the thing was, you had to shoot the marble to hit another marble to fall into the pit or any of those holes. So any marbles you shoot is in that pit goes to the person that shoots the marble, right? And I sucked at that,
yeah.
You know, I was like, God, I sucked at that shit, but I'm a competitive motherfucker. But even though I sucked at it and I wanted to go get some marbles, my parents said, fuck no. Get your fucking ass out and then earn your marbles. Cut some grass. Say, and do grow, you know, pick, be a bagger. Do whatever you got to do. And I would do all that shit, get my money, go get my marbles, and still get my ass whipped. In marbles. But what I'm saying is that I, again, what they call in the street is a hustling mentality. You know what I mean? You got to have a hustling mentality. You should not be, how many hours of sleep do you get?
Maybe like 4 or 5. I don't really sleep
okay,
too well.
Okay, 4 or
nowadays.
5. Why don't you sleep too well? Why is that?
Just, you know, like, I got a lot of, I think I got, maybe I have a little insomnia or some shit.
Well, I'm like you. Well, I'm a different kind of insomnia. My problem is it's hard to sleep when my mind's racing. Once you unlock game, your mind is like a dam or no. It just doesn't stop flowing with ideas and thoughts and growth. So, if you can try this tonight, put your earbuds in, grab some, could go to the classical station, pop that in, probably silence and soothe the mind. Because I don't want you, because I want you to get rest, absolutely, but I don't want you resting too much.
Right.
I would like for you to at least get 2 or 3 hours of sleep, good 2 or 3 hours, and get out there and do some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other questions, anything, brother?
No, sir. That's about it. I think I'm gonna get on that man mindset.
No, don't get on that man mindset. Get on you. You see what I'm saying, brother? That's what the game is about. I don't want you to, I want you to get your rest, but you shouldn't be resting. You sleep when you're dead. I don't know any of these motherfuckers
right.
Are telling y'all need to get all these hours of rest. Why waste your life away closing your fucking eyes, not doing anything? I mean, I got it
right.
Too when I guess I'm just from a different cut cloth. I don't like not doing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do not like creating and going out there and busting my ass. So, but I mean, just something for you to think about, okay, brother? But I appreciate the call, okay, man?
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, respect. Good job, sir. I'll throw you back in. Thank you very much, sir. Guys, I want to call in. You have the number. Let me ask these two questions right here. Steve, I just recently met this chick showing high interest. Why? I just recently met this chick showing high interest. Why? You ain't got no. I guess it's me, man. Why do you guys who don't have game talk about you working on something you don't even know what the fuck is? You want to know why I know you're lying, and I appreciate the question. I appreciate the question first, all right? I got you. But even in the question shows you ain't got no fucking game. Why do you give a fuck about the woman of why she's in? Why do you care? Why do you give a fuck? Why do you give a fuck? And the only reason... You're not talking to that woman because you don't know what the fuck to do. So you want to use the umbrella of game, talk about you, or I see y'all think game is like on your purpose type shit. And that's why you fucking fail. Because you ain't got no game because you talking about you. You're actually asking me about a fucking woman. Are you serious? You're asking me about a woman and you say that you have game? And you're asking me about a fucking woman that's giving you a little bit of attention. Jesus Christ, come on. Stop, man. Come on, big dog. Question, do the game and religion mix? What are you talking about? What does your religion have to do with game? I don't understand, man. what is your religion have to do with game? And if you actually gamed up, you probably might not even have a religion unless you choose to have one. But it's just weird that you've never even asked yourself $1 million question is, how did I become religious? Now, it's different if you're gamed up and you choose to be in, you follow religion when you gamed up, because then you know your why. But if you have been spoon-fed a religion since you were born and you are following that said religion without questioning anything, then you are being gamed by your parents. There's different when you break free and able to see that, okay, I am not this religion because my parents indoctrinated me in this shit. I'm this religion because I need to want a better understanding of something that you believe is out there, something spiritual. You know what I mean? Right. So if it's a spiritual thing, I'm not here to tell you not to be religious or whatever. That's what you choose to do. But that religion and game has no thing. Okay. If there is one thing, you should worship yourself. Yeah, you should worship yourself more than anything, but you guys worship so many things outside of yourself. Well, yeah, Jay, it's got to be your choice, because as I said before, your choice is actually not your choice. Most of y'all have been indoctrinated by your parents to follow said religion because you love your parents so much, you actually think what they're teaching you is right. It's right by their eyes, but it's not right to your eyes. Just because they follow what their parents think, it shouldn't be that way for you guys. For you guys, it's got to be where, again, if you want to be religious, but don't do it because your mom and dad told you that shit. Fuck, these are the same people that told you that there was a thing called Santa Claus. Remember that shit? Same fucking people that lied in your fucking face telling you about that white dude coming down that chimney. But these are the same people that try to tell you to follow another thing that you've never seen before. So if you want to follow that thing that you've never seen before, I'm not here to knock you on that. As I told you guys before, that y'all minds create so many things that you can't even separate the fake from the real. You actually think that there is a question is, David, why should I worship myself? I'm not the creator. No, but you create. You don't think you create? You have not. You were created, but you have under your legs, your fucking sack has creation to it. You have the makeup to create you, another bloodline of you. But if you don't worship yourself, David, then don't be a loser. That's what's crazy. Just don't worship yourself. I'm not here to knock you. Don't worship yourself. And this is why y'all lose. Because the man that doesn't worship himself, David, is going to worship everything but himself. Women, you name it. You are what the economy loves the most, a blind fool that is going to just be told like a kite. I call it like a kite since the late 1990s. Y'all got this kite mentality. Wherever the wind blows, that's where the fuck you're going to follow. And that means you're not rooted in anything. So you shouldn't. You don't worship yourself. I don't. I don't understand. You know what I mean? You can do and feel what you want. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that I'm trying to free you. But sometimes, and again, I need to keep saying this, what I'm saying sometimes will go against your perspective. And what I'm saying, it will go against your reality. And sometimes it's a hard pill, a Congo pill, right, to swallow. It's kind of hard to realize that you're actually free. Even I told you guys, slaves, even when slaves were free or had their freedom papers, they still stayed on the plantation because a lot of them could not handle being free. Being free means you are truly 100% accountable for yourself. And a lot of people cannot handle being accountable for themselves. So a lot of people can't handle what I'm saying because they think I'm telling you don't, I'm not telling you not to be religious. If that's the fuck you believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are so busy modeling yourselves after everybody else that you lose your self-identity in the process of following what somebody else wants you to be and wants you to do. You are blind. This is why you lose your self-identity. And this is why you can't express yourself to somebody because you have no understanding of you. Your understanding is what somebody told you to be and told you to think. They see the thing that you need is somebody telling you or provide you with information to show you how you should be to yourself. How you should act to yourself, how you should think for yourself, how you should believe in yourself. See, if you're going, see, I just give you an example of religion. You guys are doing it all wrong. You're believing in somebody over the belief in yourself. And the weird thing, and this is why I keep telling you, you can grab you. You can't grab all that shit you fucking believe in. And all that shit you blame for the reason why you ain't good and successful with women. It's funny how you can grab you. But what's crazy is you can grab you and feel you and see you, but you don't want to believe in you first. How the fuck does that even, that doesn't even make any sense. That doesn't even make any sense. You want to believe in something that you're told to believe, which is your, you can do that. I'm not, listen, this is what you want to do. Do it, but it just doesn't make any sense if you're thinking that way. How are you working on yourself when you're being told what to think and how to be? You're not working on yourself. And I understand this for women. Women are very, very emotionally connected to goddamn everything. Okay, Big L, that's the thing. They don't know the man in the mirror. How can, you're right, Big L. How can you love what you don't even look at? You're so busy looking at you, or you're waiting for somebody to tell you what to do. But how do you know this? And again, this is no knock. As a matter of fact, I just want you to think about this. There's no knock on you, but you know what you are, and you know you a sucker in this shit. If you're obsessed with your appearance like a woman, she's allowed to, she's emotional, but you're obsessed with your appearance. You are shy, inverted, and this is crazy. There's no such thing as introverted or extra. It's a choice to want to hide. Y'all label shit. It's another thing, labeling shit. Or have this desire to want to fit in with other people, and you have a fear, and you can always see this, and this is kind of like sometimes it's a lot in the Black community, but it has drawn out to other communities that you have a fear of authority. A lot of people have fear of police officers and all that other stuff. Some, not all. I'm just giving you an example. Or you're always seeking approval from everybody outside of yourself. Very indecisive. Can't make any decisions on your own. And you always alter who the fuck you are depending on who the fuck is watching you. And that doesn't even make any, I don't understand that thinking. It doesn't make any sense. It's interesting. Question right here. Would you say you were, I've told you that. I told you your mind. Your mind fucks you over. Every question that you've already asked, playlist, is showing you how your mind fucks you over. The fact that you're living with your mother shows that your mind is fucking you over. You're 28 years old, and you're worried about a bitch that you saw at your mother's job. Ooh, you ain't even working to work on yourself like a responsible young man. But again, that's your mindset. That's your mindset. There's no knock on you. It's just how your mind is. Because, see, what happens is most of you guys are tricked by your mind. And y'all have no influence. And again, I must stress this. This is not me here. I am not here to change who the fuck you are. That's not what this is. Because what I'm saying right now is a weird feeling right now that you have that you're going to fucking defend. Because I am truly attacking your perception and your reality, which is really uneasy for you to think that, my God, I've got free will to think for myself. You goddamn right you got free will. As I showed you free will. I showed you free will when you lifting up your pen and saying, I can't lift up the pen. I show you free will when you tell yourself you can't turn off a light switch and turn that bitch off. I show you free will when I tell you to open the door and when you tell yourself you can't open the door. I show you you have free will, but you choose not to utilize that free will because what's happening is you're allowing your mind to shape your experiences of what you perceive is pleasure and what you perceive is pain. Keyword, what you perceive, not you. You are perceiving through this mindset that you have that you are going to attach whatever you're thinking either with a pleasure or a pain. And whatever those two things are going to open up other doors of control. You don't want to talk to a woman because of a pain for feel that you're not worthy enough. You see what I'm saying? Or you might pleasure yourself by taking drugs or taking things that are going to do harm to your body. But that's what I'm keep telling y'all, man. But y'all don't understand that your pleasure and your pain, you don't even understand the influence that you are being influenced by. See, you're not just being influenced. You're being influenced on so many levels that you don't even understand. Because your influence right now through your perception and your reality right now is always going, like I told you with YouTube. You guys are going to YouTube right now and watch a reaction video. Ooh, look what this guy did to that girl. And again, I don't try to be funny with that shit, but I'm just like, I mean, let's just look at this weird perspective. All right, that's like me being like them and doing a reaction video off of a bitch on Jupiter. Look at this green bitch over here and look what she did. Oh, my God. Do you believe that? See, guys, this is why I tell you women ain't shit. Because that green bitch on fucking, that man, can you believe what she did with her four eyes and her tongue to that guy? See, guys, y'all guys, this is why I tell you guys, this is why you shouldn't be in relationships and not get married because of that green bitch on. But what happens is even that will influence your values, your expectations, your beliefs, your perspectives, and everything you do. That it will influence you to not learn who you are. And y'all don't even see it. You see what I'm saying? Y'all will never even see or understand. Let me check the phone line. I'm sorry. See or understand the depth. Lines are open. To see or understand the depths of which I'm telling y'all. Because it sounds like this is crazy. You must create. But in order to create, you must be a student to learn how to be a creator. You can't create. Because of what you you gotta look at what y'all do. I mean, you just gotta be honest with yourself. And it's hard to be honest with yourself because being honest with yourself shows why you're losing. Because you're actually identifying with somebody else but yourself. You're actually doing that. You always socialize with people for what? Why? Why do you socialize? What the fuck does that do? Please explain to me. What does socializing with women that you want to fuck with, how is that? I mean, and I'm going to use your boy. Who is that? Player guy, playlist. I think that's the guy that lives with his mom and shit. Look at this. All you want to do is socialize with women. Why? What is the purpose? Why are you guys talking or socializing with people? What is the... It is weird to me. As I'm in this nice restaurant, I see a table of four women, single, table of three women, and all this other stuff. What is all this? So why socialize? Why go out just to, and this is weird for women, why do they dress up? Because I guess they dress up like they're on a date or something, but it's like they're dressing up for each other. But why? What do you get out of socializing? Like I saw one guy with two girls. What do you get out of that? I don't understand. What do y'all get out of hanging out with the food? What does that do for you? What do y'all get out of socializing? I'm always curious about that because it just fascinates my alien ass why you guys associate and hang out with people that are just fucking losers. Y'all hang out with people that gossip, bitch, whine, complain, who feel the world is not good and all this other stuff. I don't understand. Why do y'all socialize? Because you want to feel that you're a part of something? I don't understand. What is socializing supposed to do? Lines open if y'all want to call him, but I'm serious. I'm not joking. What is it going to do? But all these people come into your life, but you allow them in your life because you actually want to connect with people that have your beliefs and values. That's why most of you connect with the church. Or that's why you hang out with it. Man, I see these clips like on Facebook and Instagram of all these fake lying ass. Did you know they had a Wakanda party? And all these people dressed up in these fake ass African garbs just to walk around amongst women and not even talk. I don't understand, man. I don't get it. You know why you shouldn't be, people who have games don't like socializing? Because socializing with a woman is going to draw her the fuck in. And sometimes, look, so you just can't help to draw them in, but you draw them in. Well, Mr. RJ, it's not even a top. Why, but what is the purpose? What is the purpose of socializing? And here's the worst part about it. This is why y'all have a hard time socializing, because your socializing is an I do. There's a motive. There's a motive behind that. You have a motive behind that shit. There is actually a motive behind that shit. And that doesn't make any sense to my bitch ass. Why have the motive? Why have the motive? But I'm trying to get you guys to be motivated, gentlemen. All y'all listening to me. I want you guys to be motivated in socializing with the thing that you need to socialize to the most, and that's you. If you don't socialize with you, how are you to socialize with other people? Because you need to show these people, even when you're not trying to show them, that why should they fuck with you? Why should they fuck with you? It's like, I remember just like going to a party. Remember I always tell you I used to go to parties where the guys always talking about the women I'm fucking, where his woman brings me over there and shit. And even though I'm socializing and we have such a great time, they want to know if I'm coming back. When there's another party, I'm asked to see, is he going to be at that party? But I'm just saying, because I don't waste my words, man. You see what I'm saying? I don't want you guys wasting your words. But y'all are doing this because y'all are being influenced by things outside of yourselves. Interdependently, sir, should be the thought that you have. You will never be influenced by anybody else when you are thinking about yourself. When you think for yourself, you give yourself the choice. And you don't give a fuck if it influences. The weird thing is, you don't give a fuck if it influences people or not. But just the thing, the reason why it's going to influence women for you guys is because you're not trying to influence. Guys, I have been to so many parties where these guys are trying so fucking hard to influence a woman to like them. But these are the same women that will sleep with me that same night because I'm not trying to influence them. And the fact that I'm not trying to influence them influences them to want to know more about me. And I'm not even playing games. This is not a trick. It's not a parlor trick. It's just what it is. I influence all my stuff. I influence who I am. And all I do is give people opportunity. Like, again, guys, this is why I had to cut out. I don't have friends. And why I'm not as social. I'm very sociable, but I can't be because there's just too much jealousy, too much envy, and too much hate when I go to places. It's always been that way. Even when I was at house parties or at elementary school, junior high, I'm always being hated on because I'm the one, if I'm going, I'm going to take all the women. And I'm not even trying to take the women because I don't think that I'm God's gift to everybody. I think I'm God's gift to me or my gift to me, excuse me. But I just, when I talk to them, I draw them in. I draw them in because when we talk, we really chop that shit up. And then worst thing she's going to ask, why you got that little smile on your face? Because I'm curious about what I'm seeing. And my question is, I'm trying to figure out, is what is this woman going to do to get me to be more past my curiosity? Is it really drawing my attention? I'm asking myself, right, looking at you, I'm asking myself, is what is this woman going to do to draw my attention? And she's going to, and I've had women say, what? Well, this doesn't, and then they should look at her body. So you're telling me my body wasn't enough to draw you in? Oh, you're so mean. No, I'm not mean. I'm just saying I'm not like this. Come here. Not getting her ear. I'm not like these suckers. And you know what I mean. Right now, what I want you to do is an exercise. I'm telling her ear. I want you to do something right now. When I say go, I want you to count all the losers that are looking at us right now. And I'm in her ear. Like I'm in her ear. I everything I'm saying right now is me in her ear. I want you to count all the losers that are looking at you right now. When I say stop, I'm going to look you in your eyes. Ready? Go. Stop. And she'll crack up laughing. And I'll tell her, you see that? You see the difference between me and them? Because while they're waiting for life to happen, I am not waiting because I go after what I want. Oh, so you saying you want me? No. I'm not going at, who said I wanted you? I'm just saying I go after what I want. But I, come here, let me tell you something. Who says I want you? I mean, and y'all don't even see it, man. I mean, it's just, we cut all the bullshit, starts to get flirty and fun, and it's just great when I don't have to, well, hi, Steve, this is Sally, she works with me. Oh, hi, Sally. Well, what department do you work at? Oh, well, that's pretty interesting. So, Sally, what brings you here? I don't give a fuck what brings you here. Question I'm trying to figure out is, am I wasting my time here? Oh, so what? You don't think I'm worth your time? I don't know you. Look, I don't know how much my time is worth when we get together later on tonight. What you mean? Who says I want to get together with you later on tonight? Hey, I don't know. Here's my number. And we'll see where this goes. That's it. And just these little crumbs draws them in because I'm not being thirsty. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just moving like I motherfucking move. I don't care. Because if, it's always funny when I do those things. You know that it's either the second or third comment I get when I get with these women. After the party, they call me or she asked me to come over to her place and all this other stuff. Is I saw you talking to other women or something of that. Like, what is this? What do you mean, what is this? I don't know what this is. What are you talking about? How do I get past? Okay, this is what I keep trying to tell you. You are what you are. You can't get past what you choose to be because you ain't a student. The only thing that's going to help you is get a mentor to guide you beyond your fucking cliff. You cannot see beyond what you see because you ain't got a motherfucker that has a unlimited mind that can push you beyond that, dude. It's deep, dog. You're not supposed to do that. You do what you do, big dog. I mean, it's what you are. Sorry, 111. I'm sorry for the long wait. Just anonymous numbers. I take long. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah, I get it, D. It's your dog, D. You're on fire. I could actually relate. I kind of got a question about my situation, but I do okay with women. You know, I'm not like you, but of course. But I do.
What
okay
do you mean like me? You shouldn't be okay. What is your question, brother? What's your question? What's up?
Well, you got more bitches than the ocean has driftwood on the beach. I have maybe like a dozen.
But no, I don't have I don't have more bitches. I have more me. I don't give a fuck about these women like that. So yeah, but okay, what's up?
Okay, well, you know I'm on your team. If we're boxing, it's you and I versus.
No, it's all good. No, yeah, but what's your question that you have? What's up?
I do well with these women, and I had a friend since like fucking 20 years ago. He's married. He hates on me now, dude. I was always making these backhanded compliments. I'm not bragging, but I know how to box pretty damn good. Double jab, triple jab. I'm getting to the point where I'm just gonna cut him off and block his number.
But you're the problem, right? You know,
yeah,
you're the problem.
Like your show right now, dude. You're relating to me. You're talking about me right
now.
Well, I gotta cut these motherfuckers out.
But, yeah, I don't understand why you with someone that hates. See, here's the problem.
He just changed. This guy just changed, man.
Right. The reason
he's
why
ride or die, dude. He was like that fucking pirate flag on a pirate ship. He was ride or die now.
Now
I'm not. I mean, he's, you know, I use analogies for jokes.
What I'm saying is that how do you know he's hating on you, sir?
All right. Well, we used to go like a pack of wolves to the clubs around the Bay Area, and we used to get women together. We had fucking fun. And I show him pictures of some of the bitches. I know we should keep it private. But he starts making backhanded compliments like about what they look like. She looks like this. And I'm making fun of her. And she looks good. I mean, he would have fucked her when he was single. But I think he's just doing it because he has kids now. And he's like, he's tied up and bored. And I'm like, everything he says is negative. I showed him a Ghostface Killer song. He starts fucking with me about that, like grow up. And I mean, it sounds like I'm making a joke, all this shit, but it's not, dude. It's just you're relating everything you're saying is like it's about me, dude. I need to start.
Yeah, but this is the problem. What I'm saying is, my brother, the problem is you have trained that guy to treat you. I don't know why are you talking to the enemy.
You're right. Hey, you know what? One thing I do know is you're right. And I'm just going to cut him out. I want to blast him in the face, dude, and get his teeth stuck in my knuckle bones. I do. But I know we can't do that.
Mm-mm.
We don't want to get sued.
It'd be fun, though. I don't want you to that's because that's an emotional trigger. I don't want you to beat that guy up. I don't understand why are you wasting your time hanging out with a loser.
You're right. And I'm going to fucking pull the fucking ripcord. And I know it sounds emotional talking about double jabbing him and all that shit, but it'd just be funny watching him like It's like casino.
No.
It's like where's
it won't.
No.
Right. It won't be funny because I don't want you going to jail for assault, dog. You got to be. You got to think more rationally. Don't
and you
hit
know
somebody.
What?
And it's somebody. All right, what's up?
You know, I listened to you when you used to play that one drop where you go, dang, dang, dang. I missed that one. That was cool. And you're my fucking dog. And this friend of mine, he ain't no grassy in line anymore. He's a fucking abalone without teeth. Fucking bitch.
But he's not. He's who he is. But you're hanging out with him. That you're the problem. That's what I'm saying. You're the issue with the guy. Okay, so you're the problem, man. I just don't like how you guys want to blame other people for the fact that you're hanging out with losers. You're doing this, man. Yeah, I don't want you. You're right. I don't want him talking about other guys. I don't want him to be around. I don't understand why. Again, I don't understand why you guys are like this. Why? What's the purpose of this? I don't understand. It serves no purpose. But only to you. And this is why y'all have the influences that y'all have, because you're not being influencing yourself. And this is always going to hurt you. Because there's so many negative consequences that come with what you are. And y'all don't even understand this, man. Y'all understand that y'all, all your assumptions, everything that you do, everything that you accept, and everything you don't accept, you're not really doing anything. Your mind is doing it. You're not being controlled by you. You're being influenced by whatever's in your mind. But people can't even understand what it is I'm saying, because what I'm saying goes against your thinking. And like I said before, I'm not trying to stop you from thinking the way you think. Think what you want. But you will learn that being a student is actually going to open up doors for you, because you don't understand your possibility. You, again, this is not, and I don't even want, don't look at this as motivation, because if it is, you're fucking up. I'm just telling you what the fuck is. But I don't want you to see it as motivation, because that would be a false motivation. I'm just saying that you have got to accept what you are instead of accepting somebody else's opinions, facts, and thoughts or circumstances. You've got to do better than that. You've got to move better than that. That's the point. You must move, think, and behave better than that. Because what people don't understand is actually the possibilities that you have. You don't even understand the possibilities that you have for yourself. The possibilities. You are so much more. Question, the voice in your head. Yeah, of course. I don't know why you're asking. I told you that already. Why are you asking me the same question? Why are you asking me the same question? Yeah, I don't understand why you asked me the same question. Doesn't make any sense. It's always been the enemy, but you've made him your friend. Because once you become gamed up and under somebody or the influence of somebody, you will start to realize and you will start to understand that you have greater influence over yourself, unlike anything that you ever imagined before in your life. Because your influence is all about what matters to you, which goes beyond women, beyond sex. It goes beyond you being responsible. It goes beyond your clothes, your working out. It goes beyond everything. But once you become the influence of yourself, it's then at that time you will be able to influence how you move. Remember, one cannot be influenced until one can influence himself to influence the action that he chooses to do. Wait, after you accept what you are, That's when you change. No. Oh, man, that's a fairy tale. That's a fairy tale. That's like me telling you if you die, you don't go, if you're bad and you die, you don't go to this fiery place and shit. That's a fairy tale. And you don't even understand your mind is trying to fuck you over and make you think about fairy tales now. See, when you're a student of the game, the reason why you won't expect what you are, because what you are is limitless. How can you even you say you expect or whatever, or even accept who you are when you are always evolving? You can't, you'll never be able to grasp hold of you the way that, see, average people grasp hold of themselves. Because average people are always going to be average. But when you're a man, you can't grasp or hold on to yourself. You see what I'm saying? You can't grasp on evolving. It just doesn't work like that because you're doing it so fast that your mindset will trigger in that core that will be your influence on every decision that you make. So it will no longer be, she's beautiful, she's sexy, I can't get her, what am I going to say, how am I going to say it, and all these other negative influence. You're just going to be like, okay, it's time to move, let's go. What's up? And that's it. Which was going to throw her off. Because a woman knows when you see her, that moment you ain't doing shit, she knows what the fuck you are. But what she recognizes in us, we ain't doing shit, but we don't have to do shit. They want to know about us. And that's what I'm saying. You don't even know what matters most to you. And the worst part about it is you don't even matter more to yourself than anything, which is crazy to me. I can't understand that. I can't understand that operation thinking. Because if you're not aware of who you are, you can't do anything because you ain't got no standards. Game teaches you how to direct your choices. Game teaches you about your decisions when you're a student of the game. Game teaches you how to look at the world in a new perspective. Game teaches you that you got deeper opinions and thoughts and things like that. But if you cannot clarify you to you, then how can you clarify yourself to a woman? Because a man has expectations, but his expectations is not pussy. Unlike you guys, your expectations is just a little bit of sex. That's all. And there's so many lonely women out here that just want men, just for a night. Whew. But every man has a choice. Choices are simple. Either you're going to set your own laws, rules, and codes for yourself and live by those, or allow someone else to set them for you. And if you allow someone to set them for you, that's why it's so hard to change who you are, because that's your truth. You actually believe these motherfuckers on the internet and all this theory they're giving you as truth. But y'all don't even see that. They're not even giving you solutions to anything. All they're doing is talking about the problems and the issues. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The solution is to leave women alone. The solution is run away from women. Fuck is that about? How does that even work? That doesn't make any sense. Because when you are influenced by a woman, you're not focusing on you. You're focusing on what am I going to do to influence her, or what am I going to do to her and show her why I've got to change who I am, because you're actually being influenced by the woman when you're trying. It's crazy how y'all try to influence yourselves, but you can't do it because you can't focus on who you are. You, unfortunately, crayon moment, unfortunately, the majority of you guys out here, okay, majority of you guys, unfortunately, and this is sad, but it's true. You put everything that you are and everything that you do, you put that into making sure that you look good in the eyes of everybody else. And what a fucking shame to live that way. You know why I look good to women? Not because I'm 51-year-old, a motherfucker with some smooth-ass skin. I look good to them because I don't give a fuck about them. That's why I look good to them. I look good to them because they can't control who the fuck I am. That's why I look good to them. I look good to them because all my attention is never on them. It's on me. But you guys are doing everything you can to please women. Run behind women, try to please women. That pushes you to a point where you guys have this idea that you're trying to reach a certain part of the mountain that isn't even what you want. It's a fake side of a mountain to which you think that you want. That's how deep it is, to make you think that you want it. Because there's no there's no clarification in you, and it's not a knock on you. You just got to see how it is. It's just totally different how we move, how we think. Totally different. Men move differently. Totally different. But No. In order to put your bid, you gotta get 30. I'm the only one teaches the bid, that's it. You gotta learn it. You gotta learn your bid. You don't even know what your bid is. You don't even know what a bid is. So you're just saying things. The only way to learn is you gotta be a student of the game. You gotta be a student. When I was 9, I realized that in order to hunt, in order to be what you see today, I had to seek out myself, but not myself. I had to seek out my diversity. I had to seek out my world, my scribe, marketing team, blacksmith, film room, culinary school. I had to seek these things out because game teaches you that in order to be different is not trying to be different, but realizing that you are a unique world of experiences, knowledges, perspectives, circumstances, and all these things. That's what draws women in. But y'all fake that. Doesn't work when you fake it. But the more diversity you have of yourself, the more you can even actually understand the world, because the world, see, a lot of y'all guys think the world should just move for you. Everything should go your way. And that's not game. It does not work that fucking way. It never will. The more you understand more about yourself, the more that you can function in the world. And the only reason why you can function in the world the way you can is because you are creating what you are, okay? That's fine. That's not a question. That's a kind of a statement, sir. I appreciate it, though. But what I'm saying is this thing to you guys is that the more you can understand yourself, you operate in a different whole perspective where not the world bends to your will, but it will bend to your will. It's crazy. As I told you before, think about all the dimensions that you're in right now. Or like I told you, when you're driving. Do you know how many levels of thoughts that you are on even when you're in a car driving it, as I told you? I just gave you 5. Driving, listening to the radio, talking on the phone, thinking about something in the past or thinking about something in the future while you're driving and driving in the road. Your mind wanders all over the fucking place. So many levels of thought that you just choose to grab one thought and define yourself from that one thought. Because as a man, I learn I don't take on the perspective of somebody else. I was lucky enough to be under the tutelage of someone that allowed me to open the doors to me, as I'm doing to you guys. I'm giving all you guys the opportunity to open the door to yourself, for yourself. You must open that door. I cannot open that door for you. Because unlike me or what I learned and what women cream over men that value time. God damn, my time is too important. So my time is never wasted, but my time is not trying to make it about pussy. My time is always in the who I am to me, working on me, and not being a pawn to anybody, making my own choices, making my own decisions as a man. Yes, 9.5 weeks was about what happens. Okay, a lot of women are kind of like Kim Basinger's character, or a lot of women are like the woman in 50 Shades of Grey. They just haven't unlocked their sexuality to a point that they have a Mickey Rourke's character in that movie, embodied sex. And he was pushing Kim Basinger's character past the realm and possibilities of sex. It just pushed her. He didn't try, but what she was doing, she was more drawn in to who he was. She was more drawn into that person because he was fascinating. Because a lot of women have not met fascinating men. And that's why y'all are just not fascinating, because You're only fascinating to somebody else of what you think they are, what they could be to you. It doesn't work that way. I'm so fascinating to me that I love sharing me to women. So fascinating. I love doing that, sharing me. I mean, who even thinks that way? You see what I'm saying? Sharing me, because that's all I can do is share me, because I'm fascinating. But most of y'all guys don't believe that you can be fascinated. But women, yes, they love fascinating men. They get turned on by fascinating men. They love it because I'm a decision maker. I love our perspectives. I love the moves I make and how I make them feel by being with me. What they think about, what they feel when they are around me. Keyword me. Because I truly give them the opportunity to decide what they want to be around me. The influence a man has on the outside world will be the I do of a man because of his I am. No. Well, you see, you got it wrong again. Why are you trying to influence the world? Why? Why are you trying? Why, I understand, why you want to influence the world? What is so special about the world where you want to influence it? Fuck the world. Why do you give a fuck? You can't have influence over the world. the world decides that, you know what, they're going to influence these sheep out here. Why do you think y'all don't even understand YouTube? Y'all don't understand YouTube and understand how it works. Y'all don't even get it. Y'all understand the what influence actually does. Wait, let me lines are down now. Let me see questions. I have some questions. Let me shut the lines down.